Neil, what about the issue of rectal cancer and simultaneous metastatic disease and how you might integrate radiation into all that?
Yeah, again, I side with the other members of the panel that I tend to defer surgery in general, and I'm comfortable using bevacizumab as long as there isn't a lot of bleeding, or significant bleeding. In the case of rectal cancer, this again becomes an individualization of therapy issue, and I've done it a number of different ways, and now we're talking about a patient who has potentially resectable metastatic disease. I've given chemotherapy first. I've done chemotherapy and radiation up front when there wasn't bulky metastatic disease. I've had people go and have their primary resected to enable the delivery earlier on of full systemic therapy with the comfort that there was reasonable local control, and reserved radiation adjuvant therapy till the end. So I've done it a number of different ways, and again, this is what keeps Rich interested in his practice, because there's a lot of nuance here, and everybody's different.